I'm Charlie Schlenker. This is Sound Ideas. From major projects on Interstate 74 to smaller resurfacing work around Bloomington Normal, summer road construction season is officially underway. Sure, that means headaches for drivers, but it's no walk in the park for construction crews either. GLT's Ryan Denham hit the road to talk to those on the front lines and the things drivers do that put roadwork zones at risk.
Becky Slidham from Bloomington is the person you see at the start of a roadwork zone, the one directing traffic and keeping workers and drivers safe. She's a flagger. But there's another informal job title that she's bestowed upon herself.
Oh, yes. I'm the crap catcher.
Yes, in addition to putting herself in harm's way every day, the local 362 Laborers Union member has the pleasure of getting attitude from drivers upset that their commute is a few minutes longer because of road work. Another thing Becky sees? Cell phones. A lot of cell phones. Plenty of close calls, too.
And I've even had a person come about run me over. She did not stop, and coming down the highway at a fast rate of speed, and I had to get in the ditch, and she did finally stop, got her stop, and she was actually texting, and she had it on the steering wheel and continued to text after I even stopped her. I was looking at her. people sometimes don't respect they don't think it applies to them, but it does.
I caught up with Becky as she worked on a resurfacing project for Bloomington Township on Oakland Avenue last week. It's one of many projects going on around Bloomington Normal and McLean County during the summer road construction season. Those who work in the industry say now's a good time to remind drivers that safety around road construction isn't just IDOT's job or Becky's job or state police's job. It's everyone's job. And if we look at it like a job, just say our performance review would be not good. 29 people were killed in roadwork zone accidents in Illinois last year. Most of those fatalities are drivers and passengers, not the workers themselves. And still, 143 road workers died in road construction sites nationally in 2016, the most recent data available. That's according to the Federal Highway Administration. The two biggest factors, speeding and distracted driving. As a flagger, Becky gets a real close look at both. Becky's boss on last week's job site was Superintendent and Road Construction Personnel Coordinator Tad Myers from Mackinac.
Flagging is probably one of the most underestimated positions. It's usually try to keep the same people on it a lot because they are professionals at it and do a good job at it. And it's what's protecting not only the traveling public but our people to make sure they get home a safe night. So we want to make sure it's somebody that the crew trust with their backs turned to traffic.
Myers says cell phones are the major issue. That tracks with the State Farm survey from last year, showing a significant relationship between self-reported rates of cell phone use and self-reported number of crashes.
You know, in that second of distraction can get one of our people ran over and not going home that night. So it's definitely a scare.
Julie Heil from the Normal-based Heil Group does consulting work with companies on safety, continuous learning, and workplace documentation. She's recently worked with clients on driving safety. I asked Julie whether all those public safety awareness campaigns about slowing down in work zones and all those tickets issued by police, it worked. Have road work zones become objectively safer in recent years?
I would say that we were making good progress until the advent of cell phones in cars, and I think that we have lost ground.
And the 29 roadwork zone deaths in 2017, that's actually an improvement. There were more than 40 deaths each year in 2015 and 2016. I'm Ryan Denham.
And if you're still not convinced, the first offense penalty for speeding in a work zone is $375. If you hit a worker, you'll pay a fine of up to $10,000 and spend 14 years in prison.